The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Dullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Cue Betty.
Boo whoop, boo weep. I see one, I see two, I see three. I see Joe's put on 3 more pounds since the last show.
Oh, bye.
What the hell, Joe? It's summer.
Bloody hell, Betty. That's right. Why, just last week I caught Joe eating all of the night shift's food and ice cream, and then he shat on the floor.
Joe.
I was proud of him, but also mad because the next day he blamed it on me.
I did not!
Hush, Roger, you know not to anger the higher-ups. We have a show to do.
Roger, you're an idiot. I was supposed to say that. Oh, hey, hi there, Anthony.
Jesus. Hey, everyone, this is Anthony from the Land of Confusion.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe in Chicagoland.
Hi, it's me, Betty, your lovable artificial personality unit with the bitch pin on the CPU enabled. This is episode 132 of the Joe and Anthony Show, Flaming Panties, for Monday, May 7th, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys.
Thanks,
Betty, it. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Oh, she you does the it, double Joe. Thing now.
Yes.
Wow. You got it, Joe.
She's going to give me
she's
a headache.
She's better.
She's getting something. That's what's happening.
Hey, folks. Joe here. I wanted to take a quick moment before we go into how our days were.
Yeah.
And to let you know, the way we come up with these show titles is we look at our news stories in advance. And Anthony kind of says, you know what, let's make a show title based on what our show stories are about.
And it
sometimes
it's just
off the wall.
Random shit, too.
Yeah, sometimes too, yeah.
Yeah.
But most of the times it's based off of our show, or off of our news stories.
Yeah, we try to have some consistency in there somewhere. But, you know, it doesn't always happen.
Exactly. So, Anthony, it looks like we're on time and on schedule here. So, we got our minute back. Fancy that, huh? How was your day?
It wasn't bad. It was an interesting day. Had to take the marital unit to a routine procedure.
DMU.
Yes. So, but everything checks out okay. So everything is good.
Yay.
But of course, you know, I did spend a significant part of my day in a hospital, which is never always fun. But you know, it had a decent cafeteria, and that sometimes all that matters. But yeah, that was the extent of my day. And then I came home and didn't do much, and now I'm here in the studio. I came here to see what tomfuckery was going on, and there we have it. How about you, Joe? How was your day?
Hey, you know, it wasn't bad. I had to do a little bit of work stuff in the morning and got my office duties kind of all done. And then I actually stopped off at Micro Center this afternoon and picked up a 64-bit toolkit. It's got all kinds of bits. I don't know, I've been getting into tools and a little bit of electronics here and there, and, you know, I figure, why not? I'm actually going to use the toolkit tomorrow to try to tighten up some screws on a POS system. So we'll see how that goes.
Yes, yes. Or we may, or it will either go well, or we'll have a some content for Oopsie Poopsie next week.
Yes.
One of the two. I don't know. Are you? Are we planning on doing a broadcast on Memorial Day? It's a Monday. Are you working Monday? We have to kind of think this ahead of time.
I will most likely be working that day.
Okay.
So, I really haven't given it much thought other than to say that I would still probably be up for a show, but that's up to you.
All right. Well, I'm not working, so I may be open to that. But so stay tuned, folks. We may or may not be around for Memorial Day Monday, but, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Just a heads up, though, there's probably going to be at least one Monday in the month of October that I'm going to need to request a little hiatus.
Oh, my goodness. What's going on? Are you going someplace exciting?
No. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to work practically 2 weeks straight.
Holy shit, that's no fun.
Yeah, well, one of my assistants is going on an international vacation, so...
They get to go on vacation and you don't. That's a shame.
Yeah, exactly. That's okay, I get to make money.
Alright, fair enough. I guess that makes sense. There you go, that makes sense.
So, Anthony, what you got for us tonight in the Anthony's Weed Corner?
The Anthony's Weed Corner, which does not have a intro track, but needs to get one at some point. I'll have to put one together one of these days.
Yeah.
My first Weed Corner item comes from Leafly, and it is about workplace cannabis testing. The title of the article is, "When it comes to testing for cannabis, more employers are mellowing out."
Are they testing for good shit or?
Well, hold on. Employers have been quietly dropping marijuana from the drug tests they require prospective employees. And this is actually for some of the larger corporations. Filling jobs has actually become more challenging now, than it has been in two decades. So there's actually like a job gap that we have out there right now where they can't hire people. And though it's still in the early stages, the shift away from marijuana testing appears to be accelerating. So, like, a few major employers have stopped testing for it. And now it seems like more kind of quietly falling in line. Medical marijuana patients in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island have won lawsuits in the past year against companies that have rescinded job offers or fired workers because of positive cannabis tests. So there's actually some protection in those states as well. Let's all move to Rhode Island. Providence, yeah, Rhode Island is actually a cute town. We may be there one day. Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta suggested at a congressional hearing last month that employers should take a step back on drug testing. Most businesses that have dropped marijuana testing do continue to test for cocaine, opioids, heroin, and other narcotics.
However, I do want to make a little caveat. If you like are a public employee on a transportation system where you're operating a motor vehicle, I hope you do still continue, because if you're actively smoking and you're utilizing a vehicle for public consumption, that's a different story to me.
Yeah, I think like pilots and professional drivers and professional like engineers, train engineers and conductors, obviously they're still going to be tested for THC. Because of the nature of their job. But, you know, Becky, who works in accounting, or Bob, that works in IT, fixing people, or actually telling people to restart their computers, fixing people's problems by telling them to restart, you know, they really, if you come to high baked out of your head and non-functional, that's just not a good place to do that anyway. You should not be going, you should not be going to work totally fucked up. We do not propose that. Go to work, do your job. It's just the best way to do it. If you do it high, that's great. If you don't do it high, that's fantastic. Either way. But, yeah, those people, if they are regular users, they don't pose as much of a danger as, say, the pilot of the 747 that's flying over Topeka, Kansas.
True. Now, is it okay, though, to make pizzas at Pizza Hut?
I imagine that would be fine. I don't imagine, and I think they've probably. I think Pizza Hut pizzas have been made by many stoners while actively high. I think that's a majority of their pizzas have been made by people that are smoking marijuana. Or maybe something
else. That's why there's so many different colors.
That's why there's so many different colors. The next step that we have is drug prevention, mental health, school budgets, where cannabis taxes are going. And this comes from cannabis.net. And as you know, we've seen more and more legalized recreational marijuana, we're starting to see a lot more tax income on this because it's heavily taxed. Same thing with medical. Medical is getting heavily taxed as well. Since marijuana taxes have been implemented in 2014, states with legal cannabis have been able to collect over $1.6 billion.
Wow.
Yes, $1.6 billion with a B. Tax collections from California alone could surpass $2.1 billion in 2020. So in 2 years, they expect to exceed $2.1 billion in tax income from marijuana in just California alone. Washington has added $773 million to cover cannabis research. So they're actually turning that money around to cannabis research. Colorado has funneled $702 million into grants covering school construction. I do not want to update, thank you.
Okay.
And since 2016, Oregon has distributed around $126.9 million to support city and county government schools, alcoholism, mental health, drug services, and even the Oregon State Police and Oregon Health Authority's drug prevention services. So, yeah, we're seeing a lot of that. A lot of those marijuana taxes go into those, be funneled into those directions. Bless you.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Yeah,
I didn't hear you, but I saw you.
You know, I did see some people complaining about, you know, wow, like they're charging, you know, almost 25% or 50% tax.
A lot.
It's like,
yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like you are purchasing quite a bit of product, which, fine. I mean, that's your right. You do what you want to do, but at the same time, it's like, you know, that's the trade-off. You either get it where you can be comfortable knowing that it's a particular blend, or you get it from the black market where you may not know what's in it.
Who knows? You never know what you're going to get.
Right?
Yep, most definitely. So that's it for my little weed news thing.
Well, that was a pretty awesome little weed news segment.
I try to find some interesting stuff for us, you know, especially nowadays, because, you know, we try to be cannabis themed, so, you know.
Right.
Yeah. That's what we try to be.
As you'll find out in Joe's TP Corner, which is coming up right now, and no, I don't have a bumper either, but I'll work on that. I really will. It's true. So, Anthony, there is a unique restaurant in L.A. And just throw up a hand to let me know that you're hearing me. Okay, good.
I was actually listening to the broadcast. I was trying to listen to the broadcast to make sure that was coming through okay.
So,
I'm sorry, what did you say? You said TV
there
corner
is,
and no music,
yeah,
no intro track.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, as some of you may not know, I am interested in the restaurant industry. I think it is a good industry. I think it is, if it could be a very positive industry in the United States recovery. And that could even include stuff like Blue Apron and all the meals subscription services and even Amazon and all of that. Because, anyways, I found out that there is this restaurant in L.A., the restaurant is called, what are they called, Anthony?
Unique U? Is it Unique U or Unique? It's Unique U Restaurant.
Well, Unique U is later. This is the Sweet Green Restaurant.
I see.
And this entire restaurant is basically run off of a very data-centric and social media-centric setup, and that includes everything from the way they prepare their menu to their inventory to their hours to just about anything.
It's
a first of its kind, and it does present some unique challenges. because they do track your user data.
Okay.
But they do introduce a lot of efficiencies that, you know what, if you want to innovate, you might end up getting a lot of customer complaints. Like, what the F, you took away my favorite salad. Or you changed this, or something like that. And I guess overall, it's just kind of creepy, you know? It's like, I don't know if I want my restaurant to have that much information about me. Maybe my allergies, like, I'm allergic to bananas. I cannot eat bananas, so please do not feed me any bananas. That would be an awesome thing. But at the same time, do they need to know that I'm such a snob that I only drink
Perrier?
right?
Well, the thing is, I guess, my thing is, and that sounds great, and I would love to have a restaurant that kind of knows me personally and kind of tracks me in that, but I still can't even get, like, that universal preferences on those fucking ATMs to work. You know, you go to some ATMs, and like, please select, set up your preferences, and you set up your preferences, you set up your language, you set this up, you set that, and it still doesn't keep the shit. Because every time I go, it's like, would you like to set up your preferences? I'm like, I just did last week. Why am I doing it again?
That's crazy.
It's very crazy.
Speaking of crazy, but now it's smooth, guess what? I am super excited, folks. The website is finally working.
Yay for a working website.
Yes, we made some changes. I purchased a theme. It's more suitable for a radio station, which we are. Even though we're an internet radio station, we're still a radio station.
We're something.
I mean, the only difference is our outputs go to the internet. They could very well easily go to a 50,000,000 watt kilowatt FM shortwave something transmitter.
Exactly. Yeah, so the website is working, and that's fantastic. That's a good thing.
It looks like Roger's been waving his hand.
Oh, go, yes, by all means, Roger, go, please, by all means.
And now, for something completely wacky, it's Joe's Random Tidbit Corner. Take it away, Joe.
Oh, boy. It's the Random Tidbit Corner. From our at Shyampa Radio Twitter feed, friends, at Spot News, SONIG, we have from 77th and Sangamon here in Chicago, a report of a caller that says a female has a candy store outside on the lawn, and she does not live there.
Huh.
And there you
Penny,
have it.
Is that another, you, Penny? Penny, is that random, you?
Another random tidbit brought to you by Chip Skipper's Random Tidbit Generator. And now, Anthony, let's pull that wheel.
I'm wondering if that's Penny. Could be Penny. Okay, pull the wheel.
Not that far south in the south side.
No, not that far south.
Okay. No.
I bought some cheddar.
Although, you never know.
You know, that's true.
Is there anybody in our chat room on the website?
I haven't looked. I thought you had it open.
I do have it open. I've been hitting the refresh. But nada. What do we got, Anthony?
All right. So our first story comes from somewhere. The Huffington Post. Our first story comes from the Huffington Post. A New Jersey high school staff and athletic coaches had alerted a school resource officer that they were finding human poop at or near the track and football field on a daily basis. An investigation was launched.
Oh, my God.
Yep. School staffers monitored the field until they identified Thomas, 42, as a suspect. What makes this so unusual is that Thomas is the superintendent of the school district.
Ooh, Thomas.
Yeah, right. Is. So, and I don't know what I made a comment here about something. The part about pooping on the field isn't as unusual. I don't know what that means. Did you put that in there or did I put that in there? I must have put that in there after I smoked a lot. Anyway, although nobody would say how long the school's athletic fields had been fouled, one community member told Patch, New Jersey, that there had been at least 8 poop detections in the past few months. So there's been at least 8 poops. Yep. So Thomas had not responded to press inquiries, but is due in court on Monday to answer to the shitty charges. He has taken a paid leave of absence from his $147,000 a year job and was arrested Tuesday morning and charged with lewdness, littering, and defecating in public. Back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyampa Radio. From Urbana Champaign Independent Media Center, WRFU, the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Then, from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt. From our friends at radio4all.net, we give you Traffic with Topper's Radio Show with Gil, then Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sanguine Fromage. Be sure to visit www.shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe.
Ooh, I need to go flip back to my script. Thanks, Betty. How are you, Betty? Are you there, Betty?
You got it, Joe.
It's time for your Shyampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy. I mean, mostly stoned. At 71 degrees Fahrenheit. Dew point is 36. Humidity is 28%. Winds are out of the northeast at 9 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 50. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 67. Tuesday night, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 53. Wednesday, alert, 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 gusty wind alert action day. And a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a high near 73. Wednesday night, definitely stay inside, grab your favorite devices, and listen to a new episode 100 of Headphone Meditations with John Dubose at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central this Wednesday, May 9th. Don't worry, though, if you miss it. We'll recast it on the weekends. Just check out our schedule. Because with all that said, it's going to be a showers and thunderstorms kind of cursor in my way kind of night. Before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 57.
Wow, that
and
was
that's your Chicago
Shyampa
weather. Hey, Anthony. Wait. Anthony. Hey, folks. Be sure to visit our website, shyampa.info. Come chat. You can log in with Facebook, Twitter, Google, and more. And now, play that bumper, Anthony.
I will play that bumper.
And now, for the news.
There you go.
So, we start off Joe's country bang twang diggly dang food stories with this lovely lady. Let's see what hit.
Ooh, lovely ladies.
So, this is from our friends in the UK. A woman accidentally tipped a kebab shop 5,650 pounds.
Holy shit.
That is around $7,661.02 USD. Wow. After entering her PIN number when asked to enter the total amount she wanted to pay.
Ooh.
So, we just revealed this woman's PIN number. I hope she changed it.
5650.
And if anyone listening to this show then goes and robs her, Shyampa Radio, PNR Media Group, and the Joe and Anthony Show take no responsibility for said listener's actions. Bang, ding, ow! Phew! Anyways, Olesa, 37, got confused while visiting the New Point Kebab shop in Diet... I clearly didn't...
Bless you. Bless you. In a town in Zurich.
Yes.
In an unpronounceable town with a woman with an unpronounceable... Say her last name. Can you say her last name? There are more consonants than there are in the alphabet in that last name.
Shemiakova.
In Zurich. Go on, I'm sorry.
Diet Icon, a German-speaking town in Zurich. So she accidentally tipped the kebab shop more than 5,000 pounds.
Wow.
Now, she lives in France, and she ordered some drinks and a piece of chocolate cake for herself and her son. When she was presented with the bill of 2370 CHF, which is around $23 USD, She is Russian-born, so, you know, that's supposed to say something, I guess. She asked if she could pay by card. She said, I entered my PIN code, but it did not work. So I entered it a second time, and then it functioned.
Yep.
I assumed that I paid 2370 CHF, which was also stated on my receipt. Well, yeah, because if you had to punch in... Well, it should have still given her the receipt with the tip amount. That crazy tip amount, so she's stupid. She just didn't pay attention to the screen, that's all.
No, she didn't.
Or the clerk was being shifty sneaky.
They were both being.
Well, let's move on to this next gem. Ooh! Ouch! Ooh.
Bing, bang, ow, so bing,
a,
bang, ow.
Yeah, bang, oh. Bing, ow, big time.
Ooh, okay.
Meridian, Connecticut.
Okay.
Domino's Pizza paid out $180,000 to a former employee who was injured while transporting 400 pounds of cheese into one of the main, one of the chain's restaurants in Connecticut about 2 years ago.
Oh.
Mohammed, a 55-year-old resident of Meridian resident, was unloading boxes of cheese from a truck on a rainy day in June of 2016. His hand truck slipped under the weight of the food, according to the Connecticut Law Tribune. The hand truck landed on Mo after he fell onto his back.
Ooh.
And he injured his ankle, knee, and back, according to his lawyer.
You should have called 1-800-ASK-GARY.
By the way, Anthony, did you know America's love of pizza has helped fuel an increase in cheese consumption over the past few decades? Did you know Americans consumed roughly 37 pounds of cheese per person in 2016, and that's up 36% from 27 pounds per person in 1995?
Yeah.
According to data, that's a lot of cheese.
That is a lot of cheese, and I wish I had a fart button, but I don't. So, you get that again.
Well, you know what? I got a fart button.
Ooh.
There we go. For Mo, however, the mishap was no pizza party. He wore a leg brace for 6 months and will likely need knee replacement surgery.
Ouch.
His attorney said that he had to see three doctors, and I'm sure that was a hefty expense.
I'm sure it was.
And attend several hearings before settling the case on April 14th. He wants to work, and he wants to provide for his family. He's looking for a job that he can do within his new limitations. On April 14th, Domino and its insurer, Sedgwick Insurance, agreed to pay $180,000 to settle Moe's 2-year-old workers' compensation claim.
Oh my.
Domino's first offered $100,000. I don't know, I might take that.
I want millions.
I'm single. Moe had initially asked for $325,000. I was satisfied with the settlement because it allows him to get back a lot of what he lost and leaves him with something to begin his new career, whatever it is that he decides to do. We suspect, however, that cheese will not be in his future. Although you never know, you could say he's bonded with cheese.
Bonded with cheese. Ha 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 ha! There we go.
And our final hobnobbing... Yeah, I saw that. And our final hobnobbing corn on the cob, dobbing crazy-ass cheese stories... Now we have emergency services being called, you guessed it, over flaming cheese!
Flambe!
And hi, Ben Hooper. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I need a drink. One moment, please. The champagne is delicious.
Good for you.
So... A diner at a Greek restaurant in Baltimore captured video of the moment a flaming cheese dish triggered the eater's sprinkler.
I love Saganaki.
James, who posted the footage to YouTube, said he and a large group of colleagues from digital media company Oath were at Cava Meza last week when they ordered the Saganaki, a cheese dish that is commonly ignited at a diner's table. The group ended up ordering several of the dishes, and Hugh's video shows servers igniting 4 cheeses at once, immediately causing the ceiling sprinklers to spray fire retardant.
Not good.
When the sprinklers initially went off, we couldn't stop laughing. It was just so shocking.
It was so funny.
And we were having such a great time all night that we couldn't help but laugh. James told the Baltimore Sun. The staff treated us amazingly all night, very attentive and made for a memorable night, even without the sprinkler fire. Ted, whom founded multiple Cava Meze locations in Baltimore and the Washington, D.C. area, said Saganaki is one of the eatery's most popular dishes, but the incident last Tuesday was the first time the sprinklers activated.
Well, there you go.
We've always preached safety first with that dish, he said. Ted said damage from the sprinklers was minimal, and the viral video has actually been good for business. We've gotten people coming in and asking for it. They're bringing it up. They're talking about it,
there you go. Said.
Well, that's fine for one time for a dime laugh, but this better not become a feature. Foam party restaurants with flaming cheese in the middle of it all. And that's it for my news, Anthony. Back to you.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this? Just join it out of time experience. Give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, the Rainbow Guys share Oscar letter to Boise. And Janet Mason sees Oscar's ghost. Dusty Springfield, Margie. Adam cover reveals the 60s pop star's beautiful soul. And in the news, a Belfast baker's cake case mirrors a top U.S. controversy. Trump's new faith initiative preys on queer rights. Hong Kong's top court nixes support by top banks, law firms, and Amnesty International for a lesbian seeking a visa for her British wife. And America's top teacher trolls Trump with resistwear. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyenne Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. The world will be demented again in 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
Another name for action is Yoo-hoo Chocolate Action Drink.
Yoo-hoo means action and cool refreshment. Yoo-hoo's got a super chocolate taste, rich, chocolatey chocolate, and it's made with 99% fat-free milk. And Yoo-hoo's not carbonated. Instead of filling you up, Yoo-hoo keeps your action up.
Another name for action is Yoo-hoo Chocolate Action Drink.
From Iroquois Brands.
I want something round and crisp and buttery tasting. When I want a cracker, I want a Ritz.
Golden Buttery Ritz Crackers. They're delicious anytime.
When you want a cracker, you want a Ritz.
Thanks, son.
The Whopper tastes better than Big Mac.
Yes, it's true. In a national taste test, 3 out of 4 chose the Burger King Whopper over the Big Mac. We bet you like
Whopper, too.
We do it like you do it at Burger King.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
You are listening to Cheyenne Radio.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know the first place in the world to allow women to vote was New Zealand? Did you know that the first parachute jump happened in 1918 over France? Or how about the fact that the first paperback book was printed by Penguin Publishing in 1935? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Hey, Betty here. No, really, you fools, it's me, Betty. Sure, you don't recognize my voice, I get it. Well, I just came out of the Roboto shop and they told me they upgraded my vocal processing unit. I never asked for this, they just did anyway. They say it's better than ever. We shall see. Don't you worry, I'm still a bitch and sassy as ever. With that said, make sure you keep it tuned to Shyampa Radio. Visit our website at www.shyampa.info.
This has been a Joe Wisdom frustration. Do you have a frustration? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue some artificial intelligence thing.
Here we go.
Yay. Those were some exciting commercials, guys.
No,
welcome back.
Not Roger really.
Here. Thank God it's Monday. Up next, it's Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is National Barrier Awareness Day, Packaging Design Day, Paste Up Day. I have a paste up picture of Betty everywhere I go.
Jesus Christ, Roger, really?
I'm sorry, Betty. Just like shitting on the floor, my love for you can't be stopped. I can't help it. Let's talk Jesus. Later. Anyway, it's Roast Leg of Lamb Day, Melanoma Monday. Ooh, now why don't you tear down that wall? Get a better package designer with a big package.
Ooh.
Put up your own pasties, get your lamb roasters out, stay out of the sun to save your hide, and then go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy Florida weather and news already. The floor is yours, Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Oh, you still haven't gotten one of those yet, huh?
Well, no, I keep forgetting.
Well, I'm kind of glad that Roger's finding his way more into the broadcast.
Yeah. You know, it's about time we give him a voice. Maybe it'll make him stop shitting.
That's true. Maybe that's all he really needs. So anyway, before we get into the crazy Florida news, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly cloudy and 82 degrees with a humidity of 32%. The dew point is 50 degrees and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly clear, but a little windy with a low around 69. And then on Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 89. Tuesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 69. And Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 87. Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 69. And that's your Shyampa weather. And now on to our crazy Florida news. It's always time for crazy Florida news. All right. This is a short one. If you're getting married, do it the Florida way. WFLA News Channel 8 brings us our first Florida news story of the night about a true Florida lifestyle wedding. According to reports, Daniel and Gigi planned a romantic beachside wedding on Clearwater Beach and tied the knot one Sunday afternoon. Unfortunately, the happy couple wasn't all that happy. They had been intoxicated and arguing, throwing poop at each other throughout the day. I think you put that one in there. At one point, the argument turned physical, and Daniel's new wife scratched him on the chest. Daniel, in turn, reportedly knocked Gigi to the ground. The police were contacted. Damn. It got pretty violent on their honeymoon. That's scary. The police were called to the scene, and the couple was taken into custody and booked into the Pinellas County Jail. They were arrested with domestic violence charges. Happy anniversary! It's time for your hearing. They were later released on their own recognizance. Yep. All right.
Ooh.
This is an interesting one. The Tampa Bay Times brings us our next crazy Florida news story of the night right from our own backyard in Clearwater, which the other one was too. Dozens of a bank heist, Florida style. Anquan of Clearwater walked into a bank branch on U.S. 19 just before 4 in the afternoon, wearing long pants, long sleeve shirt, gloves, glasses, a fake beard, and covered his head with pantyhose. Anquan was carrying a handgun, jumped over the bank's... Can they walk with pantyhose over their head? Jumped over the bank's counter, ordered people to the ground, and demanded money, according to reports. Anquan stole an undisclosed amount of cash, then left the bank in a 1998 Toyota Camry and drove north on U.S. 19. During Anquan's journey up U.S. 19, the dye packs that were placed in the cash bag exploded.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It ain't pretty.
In response,
pink or orange, no, or green,
not,
or something.
It gets everywhere. So in response, Anquan started throwing the cash out of the car window. Deputies,
like a SimCity 4 thing.
It is, right? Tell me about it. Deputies caught him with Anquan as he passed Curlew Road, and in a high-speed chase ensued. They also laid down a tire deflation device as he approached Countryside Boulevard. Anquan hit the spike strips near Countryside Boulevard and lost control of the Camry, crashing into a Kia and a GMC Yukon. It gets better. Corporal Donut was following Anquan in a marked patrol vehicle and was unable to stop in time when Anquan made impact with the other vehicles. So he wound up running into the Camry. Aside from all this, Anquan tried running from the Camry, but deputies apprehended him. His clothes were covered in ink from the bank's exploded dye bags. Anquan faces charges of armed robbery, fleeing and eluding law enforcement, leaving the scene of a crash with bodily injury, leaving the scene of a crash with property damage, and being a fugitive in violation of patrol. He was being held Friday without bail in the Pinellas County Jail. Yeah.
Wow.
Sexy.
Here comes the other part of our story. We have the flaming cheese. We have the flaming part. Here's the panties.
Here's the panties.
Where else but in Florida can you find 90 pounds of panty-snatching goodness? The Northwest Florida Daily News brings us some panty-snatching fun. January to April of 2017, one of the Sanchez neighbors received countless notes and pieces of undergarments in her car, on her front porch, and inside her home on her bed.
Wait a minute, is this going to become a why not me story?
Maybe, Joe. If you want some dirty old man leaving you panties, then go for it.
It's not so much the panties, it's the notes.
Within each note was a subtle message that a stranger was watching her and waiting for the day that he could see her in the underwear that he had picked out for her.
Ooh.
The Bay County Sheriff's Office initially responded in January 2017 to a stalking complaint after the woman found about 8 pairs of panties and a note inside her unlocked car. Months passed, and she continued to find women's underwear on her front porch, in her kitchen, and on her bed. After she went to work in April of 2017, her boyfriend heard someone enter the residence and confronted a male neighbor known as Santa Claus in the kitchen. He was known as Santa Claus throughout the trailer park. The Pay County Sheriff's Office arrested the man after serving a search warrant on his trailer in Callaway, where they found about 90 pounds of women's underwear. The case went to trial. The woman's attorney presented a bag after bag of panties to the jury during the woman's testimony, having her read aloud the notes that were attached. The woman said that while the jury saw numerous panties in the trial, she hadn't been able to collect them all, like Pokemon. After a one-day trial, jurors on Friday found the man guilty as charged on 3 counts of burglary and a count of aggravated stalking, and faces up to 40 years in prison on the combined charges. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to, I don't know, whoever the fuck's taking it after me.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you tuned into Chiampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people.
Unique.
Give me a call at the studios anytime, 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique studio experience. And now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Now grab onto something, because here it comes. Woohoo! It's time for Plethory Monday. Take it away, guys.
I think I need a refill.
Yeah, right. You know what? You're absolutely right, Anthony. You were talking earlier about how fast time flies. Holy crap.
You're right.
We blew through that hour quickly, folks.
It moves fast, doesn't it? That 45 minutes flew right by.
I've actually been kind of, in my mind, studying time a little bit more closely and just paying more attention to when time moves quickly, when it moves slowly, and not getting myself stuck in a rut so much. But
that's
actually studying, you know, being more observant of why it is, and really know that time is going at the same value no matter what.
It's just your perception of time.
Right, but does that mean we're creating our own time?
Does that mean you can buy time for a dime?
I wish I could.
Buy time for a dime.
Yeah, so what do you got talking about tonight in Plethora?
Let's see. Well, we don't got many listeners tonight, so that's all right. Making left turn seems to be very complicated for people lately.
Why?
I don't understand. Like, for a common thing, and maybe I've complained about it on the show before. I mean, 132 episodes later, I'm sure I have complained about this at some time before. But one thing that happens here often is people like to, like, make a left-hand turn as soon as the light turns green if they don't have an arrow. So, like, the opposing sides of traffic both get the green light, and they will, like, floor it to make a left-hand turn to cut off.
That's bad.
That's no bueno.
That's asshole-ish maneuver.
That is asshole-ish maneuver. And then you get people that try to do U-turns in, like, really, really busy traffic. And that's just ridiculous. That's another pain in the ass, and that's a big... that's a big no-no.
Because you can't really signal your intentions very well.
No, you can't.
If you don't have an arrow that lets you do that kind of thing.
Exactly.
You know,
I think we should come up with the U-turn signal.
Well, it should be a requirement that there is a signal or a period of sick time that allows that to happen, or you simply restrict it.
Well, Florida is built on U-turns. So that's not going away.
Here in Chicago proper, we're built on a lot of intersection kind of deals, and especially complicated intersections.
And you're not allowed to make U-turns in Chicago. I got a ticket once for making U-turn.
Well, plenty of people do, and plenty of people don't pay attention to the signs and say, "Don't make a left turn, you idiot."
Don't make a left turn, you idiot.
It's for a reason, because when you're trying to turn on an angle, you end up inching out into traffic and either causing a jam or an accident.
Something crazy.
Yep. Sinus headaches. Oh my god. I've had the worst sinus headaches this past few days.
Have you?
Yes.
Is that because spring has finally arrived, or is that just...
Well, it's because I'm wondering if vegan food is right for me.
Let me tell you. We went to this vegan place with a few friends earlier, last Wednesday, I believe. And they have a vegan buffet. Kind of interesting. Not that exciting, but it's okay. And let me tell you. They had this beef with broccoli. And the broccoli was the beef was the faux beef.
Mm-hmm.
Actually didn't taste too bad, but let me tell you, the next day...
Your constitution?
Oh my goodness. It was horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
You know what? There is a product that I know White Castle has introduced.
And White Castle is... I wasn't backed up. It was just... Things weren't right.
No.
All right.
White Castle came out with this vegan burger called the Impossible Burger.
The Impossible Burger.
Right. Well, coincidentally, where my second place of employment is at, they were able to secure a package of faux beef called Impossible Beef or Impossible Meat. And it was cooked up. I kid you not, it had very awesome consistency, crispiness, juicy, flavorful. It was seasoned well. You know, everything was great. But I have to be honest, yes, the next day, it was a glorious constitutional event.
Mine was not very glorious. Mine was very cumbersome. Mine was not pretty. And it was frequent. It was frequent.
Was yours Count Chunkula?
Yeah, it just wasn't great. Let's just put it this way. It wasn't great, and it arrived. It arrived more often than I wanted it to. So
it was one of those Trump, days. Is our president doing okay? What's going on with him right now?
I don't know. I really haven't
been paying
attention.
If anybody knows or wants to give us a call about that, give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Yep, you can give us a call.
If you want to talk to us about anything, art, music, bees, musical events.
Musical bees.
Musical bees. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're kind of on our own tonight, it looks like.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. We got some time to kick back and chill out about things. You know, there's a lot of crazy things going on. I mean, you know, our favorite airline, Southwest, has been having issues.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. They had a cracked window after the engine broke the other woman and killed that other... Oh, my goodness.
And then, I guess, just recently, they had a pickup truck in the tarmac area kind of crash into them as they were coming in.
No shit!
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, talk about crazy.
They got some problems.
That's an oopsie poopsie.
That is an oopsie poopsie.
But I was reading an article that said there's a quote by one of the famous poets, Angela Mayou. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing the last name.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, yes.
She basically said, you know, you may not remember something, something, but you remember how they made you feel. It may have been a bad experience, but they
won't remember what you tell them, but they'll remember how they how you made them feel.
Yes. There you go. Thank you very much.
I'm very familiar with that.
Congratulations. So Southwest actually did a great job of making people feel pretty okay, even though there's still a lot of lawsuits, there's still a lot of settlements that are going to happen. Where on the other hand, our friends at United, they just made one faux pas after another.
Yeah, right.
Not really owning up to it.
Yeah, what's the latest going on with United?
Oh, it's dogs. It's the dogs. You know, comfort
I'm not
animals.
I'm not a fan of flying with comfort animals. I'm sorry.
But see, that's another thing. You got to pay a little extra than if you want to be, say, in a non-comfort animal area.
No. The people with the comfort animals should pay extra to sit in their own area.
That could be true. Yep.
If it is not an ADA, if it is not an ADA accessible dog, meaning it's for a blind person, or because there are dogs that are specifically ADA certified, if it's not an ADA certified dog, you can pay extra and you can sit in your own damn section.
Yeah.
Sit over the wing with the exploding windows.
Bye, Fluffy.
Bye, Fluffy. We can use Fluffy to plug this hole. Yeah, there you go. Poor Fluffy.
We do not endorse the harm or mistreatment of animals at any time.
Just sometimes. Flaming panties. Flaming
snakes on a plane.
Snakes, puppies on a dogs on a plane. That's it has gotten a lot of control though.
You know though, the last time I flew, I did not see any animals. But the last time I flew was 2016.
Yeah,
and maybe
it's
it
gotten bad. It's
popular.
Gotten bad over the past year. It has increased. The it has yeah. It's been yeah. Unfortunately.
You know, culture is changing, folks. For the young folks that are coming out, it's real messed up.
It's all messed up.
It's they want black and white. They can't deal with shades of gray.
Oh. 50 Shades of Gray. That's supposed to be a kinky book. Boy. See, look at that. That hour. That hour just flew right on by.
I know.
Right on by. Hey, folks. The ugly lights are coming on, and I've run into a wall. Or in some kind of barrier. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special snowflake way.
Glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show here on Cheyenne Radio tonight. Ooh. Hey, just for shits and giggles, give Weekend with Joe a try? I let Roger play a plethora of intriguing content from our friends at archive.org and radioforall.net. We feature a lot of jazz and music of all kinds. One of our favorite house electronica DJs, DJ Testosterone, finds a home here too. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
I love Weekend with Joe. I try to catch it every weekend with Joe. You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, recently refreshed and trimmed, Betty. She plays dubiously fabulous programming from archive.org and radioforall.net with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate.
You got it, Anthony.
Yep, and then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoon starting at 3:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Wow, I'm in programming technique audio heaven. You know, folks, while you're at it, just tune one of your favorite or extra devices to our 24-hour internet radio station, Cheyamp Radio. Visit www.chiampa.info, where you can see our most current broadcast schedule and find out how to visit us on the social medias out there in Webverse land. And remember, too, it's 420 somewhere.
I don't think we say www anymore. I think that's early aughts. I don't think nobody says. I was listening to the radio today. Nobody says www for.
Well, you know what? We can buck that trend.
It's so sad. So sad. But it does take up a lot of time.
Why?
I don't know.
Look, we're like well beyond. We're in banter time.
We are definitely somewhere. Let me
folks,
see.
It's been a pleasurable evening. I hope you. If you're listening to us in the morning, good morning.
Good afternoon. Morning. Good evening.
Good evening. Yes.
Goodbye. We will be saying goodbye shortly here. Obviously, we did not get many tune-ins tonight for the live show.
That's okay.
It happens. You can't have
it's
flaming
pains
every night.
It's been a gorgeous day in a lot of parts of the country.
So exactly. We'll get the recast later on. So, you know, feel free to drop us a line. Let us know how you thought of things and all that shit like that. We'll, you know, be more than happy to, you know, whatever. And we will be back next week, I think, right? Yes, there's no reason not to be back next week. Oh, okay.
We'll be back next week.
We'll be back next week. So, all right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Happy birthday to a very special person. You are always missed. We will be back next week. Check out our blog at www.cheyamba.info. Remember, folks, don't set 400 pounds of painty cheese on fire while getting into a drunken brawl with your new wife after you crash your Camry into a fouled bank heist. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an E.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E. This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetent by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty free music. You're listening to Cheyamba Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyamba Radio.